What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurices, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurices.
Black hour here on Fesco and Dusty. McRory, Bob Fesco with you as well here on a Thursday. Wonderful Thursday. 1 week from tonight, the NFL starts. 8 days from today, the Chiefs season starts. And a little side nugget from Bleacher Report from about 13 minutes ago. Travis Kelce got engaged.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer. Plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurices, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurices.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Aged this week, his sales have spiked for his jersey 200%.
Holy cow.
200% spike after the engagement news to Taylor Swift. Travis Kelce continues to live his best life going into this season for the Kansas City Chiefs.
So were there like Swifties holding out from buying the jersey to make sure that this was going to end in a marriage and whatnot and an engagement? And as soon as it did, because I got to think it's all Swifties buying the jersey, right? It has to be.
I'd wonder. I mean, I feel like everybody that's a Chiefs fan that's male probably already has the Travis Kelce jersey. I would think that now it's like, I want this, I want this, I want this. And why not? We said earlier this week, do your Christmas shopping early while you can. Mm-hmm. Well, I want a Chiefs jersey, Dad. He's Taylor Swift's future husband. Okay, we'll buy you one. There it is.
So Ross Travis is the guy that I was trying to think of that is Travis Kelce's best friend. Mac's not paying attention, so he totally missed the answer to that trivia question, which we will not be giving him again. So I would take the over at 1.5 because of that guy being added in to the wedding party. So if you're a betting man, which a lot of us are, take the over at 1.5 of former and current NFL players in Travis Kelce's wedding party.
These uniforms are dropping, like you said, Bob.
They're
sick.
Awesome.
These
right?
are badass. The Bills' new uniforms.
The Bills,
I hate to say,
one
I mean, that is sexy. I mean, dude, literally, like,
I know that I'm hard.
The Patriots one. Have you seen the Patriots
also,
with that frost white?
I know
helmet?
That I'm hard.
Absolutely. I haven't seen one that the Cardinals look good. I haven't seen one that I disliked. Sorry, JT and I were just in here freaking out.
The Rams have it. They're calling it midnight mode, and it's black with the old blue and yellow on the sides.
Really good.
Kind of like those. I mean, you're right, Mac. These I mean, there's not a lot of, you know, ones that
misses.
You look at on
no.
this, and you go,
nope,
that was terrible. The original one that was released this morning was the Miami Dolphins one, and it's a black uniform, kind of teal numbers, matte black helmet with the orange and teal blue on there. I thought those were outstanding. Have you seen the Jets one yet?
I have not.
The Jets one I saw in a group photo, and I'm like, I don't know if I like the Jets one or not.
But not every team is doing this?
AFC East and NFC West, I believe, this year. It's basically the NFL's answer to the community uniforms that they did in baseball. What do they call them? Why am I drawing a blank on it? City Connect uniforms that they did in baseball. This is the NFL's version of the City Connect, and so I guess each year for the next 3 years, they're going to have a different division, two different divisions release their uniforms. So I wonder what they're going to have the Chiefs look like. You know, a lot of me thinking about that because we've never done anything with our uniforms here in Kansas City. There's been nothing other than going from the Texans hat to the Chiefs hat that we've done differently with our uniforms here in Kansas City. So I'm excited to see what they allow Nike to do and kind of get away with, because you know Nike wants to go to town and do something really cool for the Chiefs because it's the world's team. They've not had the opportunity to do something really cool for the Chiefs yet. I can imagine like Nike can't wait to release the Kansas City one.
So the Patriots are the only one that's really kind of offsetting to the others, because the Patriots are doing like a, what does it look like, a dark blue and silver? They look like the Lions. And then every other uniform is just white and silver or black with their original colors. Like the Rams are all black uniforms with like a black helmet with the yellow horn.
Yeah.
The Niners are just all black, but the same number color, the same, you know, design on the helmet with a black helmet. The Jets are blacked out with silver. And then Miami, the colors kind of bounce, right? It looks, you know, kind of cool with that Miami teal or turquoise, and then the black and orange on there as well. But
the Buffalo ones are sweet.
Those are my favorite. Those are easily my favorite. Those are so good.
Have you seen the video yet?
Yeah, the video they put out. Like, whoa!
It's like ice. It's their ice uniform.
Icy. Yes, I love it. I love it. They look good in that. When they lose to us in week 9.
That's right, because they probably will wear them in the game against the Chiefs, right?
Or they can only wear them against East opponents.
Oh, is that it? That makes sense.
It tells you the weeks on NFL Nerd that they're going to wear these.
Gotcha, okay.
Jets, Patriots, Cardinals, Seahawks,
rivalry.
Rams. Yeah. So, no, they'll wear the blues and wear the ironic song of Mr. Brightside, which is about a guy losing his girlfriend to another guy. Or I guess Patrick Mahomes losing, or Josh Allen losing the game because Patrick Mahomes and the refs cheat the Bills out of it. Maybe that's why they play Mr. Brightside. But kind of a bright side of a situation is that the Rashee Rice suspension came out yesterday. He'll miss the first 6 weeks of the season. Big games in that first 6 weeks. Obviously, you open the season next Friday in Sao Paulo versus the Chargers. Then you come home against the Eagles. Then you go to New York. Then you come back against the Ravens.
Then you get the Jags at noon, and then you will play week six against the Lions. An impressive first 6 weeks, a lot of primetime games, no Rashee Rice. In my opinion, should be no problem. You did this last year. You have a roster that's a lot stronger than it was last year when Rashee Rice went out week four against the Chargers. You have a left tackle answer. You have your starting running back is back, and you have Hollywood Brown back as of now. Where I think this is great is that this throws away every last distraction that was possibly with this team. You had the left tackle question. You had the Travis Kelce engagement that we know was going to loom over the entire season. It did it last year. If they won the Super Bowl last year, would he have proposed and retired? This year, he got engaged. And then the third question is how long or when or if Rashee Rice will get suspended. All of that is done. Let's get the season started. And when he comes back, it'll be against in week seven against the Raiders, which are not the typical Raiders, at least from what we're hearing nationally, what we think here locally, that they've gotten a little bit better. They've added pieces. They've got a head coach that kind of knows what he's doing. And then you play the Commanders. We know what they're about. They have the reigning rookie of the year. They went to the NFC Championship game. They're a favorite to win the NFC East this year. And then the Buffalo Bills. And then you get the bye week, and then you play the Broncos. So, yes, he misses six crucial games, but that middle of the season, week 7, 8, 9, bye week, week 10, two divisional games, big AFC opponent game in Buffalo. As we all know, that game normally dictates who the one seed is throughout the season, unless somebody falters throughout the end. But that Buffalo-Kansas City game in the regular season, which is Buffalo Super Bowl, normally has a lot of weight on it because it normally says this team is now in the driver's seat of the one seed.
Well, I think, too, also with Rashee Rice, getting him back in midseason gives him the opportunity to be healthy for when it matters most. Not to say that he's injury prone or anything like that, because he's had one season in the NFL. But you get him back midseason, and I think that's good because that's about the time of the year. You hit the middle of the year. Everybody's starting to feel a little bit tired. You hit that kind of swoon that we saw over the last month, I would say, with some of the big dogs in Major League Baseball, you know, some of the Dodgers, the Yankees, all those teams kind of going to sleep for about a month because it's the regular season. That's about the time of the year where some of these teams are going to start to go to sleep a little bit. You get Rashee Rice back in and you add that energy back in after six games. I think it's great. And it gives him more time to get healthy from that knee injury. I mean, it hasn't even been a year yet since he blew out that knee injury. And we know how long it takes guys to bounce back from that knee. So you actually give him a couple of extra weeks to heal, get mentally ready and whatnot. And then by the time week seven rolls around after the 6 week suspension, boom, you can hit the ground running. And you're in better position to handle this now than you were a year ago, just from an offensive line standpoint, right, to give Patrick Mahomes time. But it's year two now of Rashee Rice. It's Travis Kelce, 25 pounds lighter than he was a season ago, who's now going to be your number one target out there. Hollywood Brown is healthy again. You've got two running backs that you can rely on now in both Isaiah Pacheco and in Kareem Hunt, plus a couple of other guys at the running back position. So I think you're better suited for Rashee Rice to have the suspension at the beginning of the year because you have other guys that you can rely on. And we didn't even mention Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid. And so when I look at the situation with Rice, I'm just glad we finally know and we can all move on with our lives and not have to have this hanging over us anymore. Get the six games in, move on, and dominate the rest of the season.
This was ESPN's own Nate Taylor, who joined the drive yesterday to say what he thought about Rashee Rice taking the six. Real quick before we play this, you agree that take the six, that's the way you should do it?
It sure sounds like he wasn't going to get anything better. It sure sounds like the league wanted a lot more, and they settled on six, and I believe if they accepted it for a reason.
Mac, you agree, take the six and move on, or did you want to see him challenge it?
I would like to see a challenge, but I get both sides.
Well, this is what Nate Taylor had to say about it.
If I was Rashee Rice, I maybe would have wanted to fight more, right? Would have wanted my legal team to present a very compelling case on September 30th to Llewellyn Robinson, who, by the way, has only done one case in the NFL, and to the player's benefit, kind of leaned a little bit more player friendly than the league wanted, obviously. So you had a path, but I think there were a lot of forces that led Rashee to make this decision, and similar to you, similar to me, similar to a lot of fans, okay, well, now we know. We knew you were going to get suspended, but now we know, and now he can sort of look forward and move forward and target, you know, that's week seven game against the Raiders. That is a home game. So you could have gotten four, is my true opinion. Like, if Rashee would have taken this all the way to the wall, it probably would have been a four-game suspension. But for a number of reasons, he chose to take the suspension today.
So he takes the suspension of 6 games instead of challenging it, because then if you take 4, then it turns into 8, and then all of a sudden it's week 7, and he's starting to get a suspension because of September 30th, but now we know for a fact, October 19th.
It's just done now, yeah, man. You're
October 19th, you know? Hey, take the plea deal. Okay, sounds great. 6 games, I'm back October 19th. I can rehab a little bit more. This team can kind of do their thing, and when I come back, it's like you said earlier, when did they get DeAndre Hopkins last year? Week 8?
Week 8, week 7.
The Raiders. Yeah. What are they going to get this year? Week 7, Raiders, first divisional game, or second, I guess, the Chargers' first game of the year is the divisional opponent. But again,
it's 2 days.
He gets to come back in Arrowhead, so a comfortable environment. He'll be welcome. They'll do offense first, and receiver number 4, and
we'll all lose our minds.
Everybody will. And it's not in an environment like in Vegas or somewhere where they will boo him, and you get to just kind of do that, play that game, the next one. You'll play 3 games, go on a bye, re-rest, and then the rest of the season's there. I'm with you guys. I mean, I guess you say you'd like to see him challenge it. Nate Taylor as well would like to see that. I'm with you, Bob. What do I need? Okay, that's fine. We're done. It's over with.
Just move on.
It's like when you go on a vacation, the first thing you do, go to the grocery store, get all your groceries for the first couple of days. Yeah. It's over with. You can put it all away. Then the next day when you wake up, all right, we have the whole day, right? It's like driving to a vacation as well. I'm going to do mine early in the morning, so I'm at the lake right at noon. I don't have to do this like, oh, we're going to wait till 3. We'll get there around 5 or 6. Might stop and get something to eat. Then you're there at 8. You've wasted a whole day.
The whole day has been wasted.
Whereas and like this, the whole...
It's done.
Yeah, it's over.
Look, I'm exhausted by it. I'm in the minority about this. This one here for me, I think the suspension is dramatically too much. Dramatically too much based on what this league has done. But they settled for a reason, right? Because they probably the league probably said, we want to make an example out of you. So here's the 6-game suspension. Otherwise, you can fight it and see what happens, right? Because the league will then give their case. They'll give their case. And then we're at Christmas time, and we still don't know what's going on.
Or they still just go, it's 6.
Yeah.
Great.
And it could have already been done. You know, it's like I tell my kids all the time, right? Get it done now. So you don't have to worry about it later. I don't want to do it now. I'm tired. Well, Rashi Rice said, fine, I'll just do it now. Yeah. We'll get it done. And to me, Rashi Rice is the adult in this situation, and the league has just worn him down where he's just like, fine, just take the damn suspension. And because I'm exhausted talking about it. I'm not going to lie. Like,
yep.
I can feel myself exhausted talking about it because I don't agree with the suspension. I think it's too harsh. But again, I'm not in charge. I thought a 4-game suspension was warranted because that's been the standard for everybody else in the NFL.
Mm.
Driving drunk, 4-game suspension. That's all. Rashi Rice.
Or three.
Yeah.
Yeah, they have a precedent with that. Yep. Yeah. First one's 2, second offense could be 4.
Right. And so this is, you know, this is where we are. I mean, and 6? God, I don't know, man. We'll not say what he did was right. But
No. Yeah, I get you.
We'll get into a familiar face returning to Kansas City. There's 1 and 2 of those all here today and tonight. We'll talk about it next, plus a big game in Arrowhead as well. Here on 96.5, The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty.
What the hell's wrong with your station?
On Kansas City's FM sports station, 96.5, The Fan.
On the text line, 913-586-7965. First text I see is it true Kelsey proposed in Dusty's stomping grounds of Lee's Summit? Yes.
No.
100%.
Okay, you believe that.
Yep. It's my story. And then someone says, who the F is Ross Travis?
He was a former tight end. Yeah, he played here for a little bit. Him and Travis, he's always around, Kelsey. Always.
I had no idea.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, somebody says also Bobby Witt's not that great. He strikes out way too many times, 110 times. Yikes. Okay, that's really not that much.
See, that's why you don't need the text line, man.
That's fair. Yeah, I mean, I guess, I don't know. I like to engage with people, whether it's positive or negative. There is this guy on Twitter I just found. His name is Jerry Quickle. I retweeted it, so if you want to look at it, you can. Dude has his entire house in Kansas and his front yard filled with almost every single college football helmet he has.
It's time.
Sit back and embrace the chaos. It's the most wonderful time of the year.
Where in Kansas is he?
I don't know if it's...
Because it ain't Joko. They're going to send him to the Homeowners Association.
It looks like he lives in an HOA division, but it says...
Beige house?
His, yep. Uh-huh. Well, gray. Gray with white siding.
Well, that's yeah,
the standard as well. Yeah. Big helmet guy, Emporia State alum, small college football enthusiast, 634 helmets and counting for the love of the game, Kansas USA is his bio. His front yard is so sick, dude. That looks like it takes way too much time, so I'm happy for that guy to do that. But yeah,
I'm counting how many Kansas helmets specifically he has.
In the front row?
Yep.
I mean, that's nuts, dude.
24.
Like, if you ever want to distract Jay Binkley, send him to this guy's house. Yeah, oh, man, there's Arkansas State. There's Central Michigan.
Like, KU Jayhawk helmets?
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Wow. So he's got, like, every one they've ever had, probably.
Yeah, Jerry Quickle is the handle. He put it out 15 hours ago. Big front yard, very well, nicely mowed, and then just a slew of the 634 yeah. helmets all over the front yard. That is insane, dude.
Nuts. How many total helmets?
634. College helmets and says and counting. Like, wow. I mean,
well, I saw a story the other day about one of these podunk universities that isn't making it so well because of the NIL deal and all that kind of stuff. And I forget who it was, and they said they're only now going with one uniform combination because they're using the $600,000 that they would have spent on uniforms to go towards NIL and to go towards the players. And so a lot of these schools aren't going to have these uniforms anymore like we have seen over the years because they're redirecting those. So it's now the big schools like your Oregon's, your Ohio State's, you know, your top schools, they'll always get their stuff from Nike and whatnot. You know, but these other schools that were going with these alternate uniforms, you're not going to have that anymore. Yeah. So his helmets may be dissipating.
tonight, there's a big college football game, as we talked about. Missouri plays. I'm just kidding. Missouri will play Central yeah, Arkansas. But that's not the big one.
Yeah.
The big one is in Arrowhead Stadium. And I'm thinking about I went out there and everybody's here in the bullpen. And we're talking about, you know, who's going to show up because we just found out that Jason Kelce is in town, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Jason's here, yep.
His alum. So you would have to think almost immediately that Travis and Jason will be at this game. But there's other, you know, is Taylor there? Is Brittany there? Is Patrick there? I would assume so. They're off until Sunday. That's when they'll start really gearing things up and practice. It's an off day for the Chiefs. It's an off day for the Royals, too.
Yeah.
The Royals are at home against Detroit this weekend, which we can talk about that a little bit later. But another guy that I think should do the coin flip or be there present, Alex Gordon.
Absolutely, with Nebraska.
Yeah, so you have Alex Gordon that could be there. Why wouldn't Royals players be there? Why wouldn't Bobby be there? I mean, I know they just, you know, they're coming back from Chicago, not a huge long flight, obviously, and they have the day off today. They play again tomorrow. There could be a lot of people here. ESPN game, big college football game. Bob said it's sold out.
Yeah.
You know, I think you could see a lot of...
I was talking to somebody yesterday. I said, I haven't heard much advertising about this game, right? Have you guys heard much promotion for this game? Be honest. Maybe I'm missing it somewhere. Maybe it's on an AM station. I don't know. But, like, I haven't heard any kind of production or promotion or anything like that for this game. And I was talking to somebody about that, and they're like, yeah, because it's sold out. I'm like, oh, okay,
yeah,
cool.
Everyone's coming. Yeah.
Everybody's coming. It's Labor Day weekend. It's Nebraska.
Mm-hmm.
And we know how they travel. Find me a fan base that travels better than Nebraska, you know?
I mean, my only counter would be Iowa State.
Iowa State's it, yeah.
Because that game is tonight. In Arrowhead Stadium in Kansas City tonight, 8:00 ESPN, Nebraska versus Cincinnati. Obviously, Dylan Raiola is there. Nebraska 6.5-point favorites in this game tonight. So again, I think it's should be a fun game. It's not necessarily maybe a needle mover type of game. It's kind of one of those 8:00. Hey, I'll put it in the bedroom, kind of drift away. And,
yeah.
You know, maybe it's a big game, but it is Dylan Raiola. Obviously, the comps that he has to Patrick Mahomes, the looks. Yeah. He's a 5-star quarterback recruit, 19 years old, playing in Mahomes' sanctuary. Mahomes may be in attendance. We don't know that yet. I'm going to assume that he will be because if Travis and Jason are there, they're off.
Well, if they really are close and, like, he serves as a mentor and they have the same trainer, like, maybe, yeah, maybe that's a motive, too. Maybe he does want to go see him, support him.
But also, too, this is a good game to have at Arrowhead. This is so much better than trying to start the season with a nondescript game and get people excited about West Virginia taking on Pitt or something. And it's a bad example to use.
But I get it.
But that wouldn't be sold out. The fact that it's going to be sold out adds to this. It's going to be an unbelievable environment there at Arrowhead Stadium, right?
Mm-hmm.
Nebraska fans know how to get after it. Tailgating starts at 3:30 is when the gates open, I'm told. Then they have the big tailgate at Kauffman Stadium today, which 2,000 people are going to tailgate inside the K, which is kind of cool.
I love it.
Right? The K is doing a tailgate. Everybody's going to walk over, go to the game that starts at 8 o'clock at night. It's going to be loud. It's going to be exciting. And it is a great opportunity for Cincinnati to steal a victory. But I think the spotlight's on Nebraska. Are you guys back, or is it just another year of Nebraska talking about how great 1995 was while they enjoyed Bud Ice and Bud Dry? You know,
yeah, there's a lot of that going on in my head as well. Like you mentioned just now, like Nebraska has had those talks this year. Like, is Big Red back? Is this kid, Dylan Raiola, going to be a top prospect going into the NFL? I think he will be a first-round draft pick. I think he has the makeup, the size, and the arm. We'll see if he can do it. This is a huge game. I know it's their first game of the year. It's a non-con game. But again, think about the setting. Like you had mentioned,
yeah.
ESPN, Arrowhead Stadium, Thursday night, 8 o'clock.
What else is on from a football standpoint?
There are 17 games, but this is the game.
This is the game, yeah.
What else is on normal television that you don't have to go search for, right? I mean, everybody's going to default and watch this game.
No doubt. So again, I think it's interesting when you look at this dynamic. Plus, you know, college football's back. And I want to ask this question. You guys, we're all going to be together on Saturday at 11 o'clock. Is that the game? Because we did our Instagram video. 11 o'clock is where you're at?
Yeah.
You'd rather have it then, not 2:30?
Yep.
Okay?
Yep.
Yep, because the 11 a.m. game, while it sucks if you're going to tailgate, you got to get up really early. Like, normally, the time we get up, if you're going to do the full tailgate for an 11 a.m. game. The good news about that, though, is the game starts at 11 a.m. By the time it's over, you probably sobered up, you get home, and you got the rest of the day to watch everything else.
Bingo, right.
And that's kind of what I like. You know, the 6 o'clock at night game, I don't want to do that.
It's
the
2:30
game, You know, the 11 o'clock game, I used to be anti-11 a.m. game because of the tailgating purposes, but the older I've got, the more I realize I'd like to see the whole day of college football, because if you have the 2:30 game, you miss the 11 a.m. slate, and you miss the evening slate, because you got your game, and then it's travel home and all that, and by the time you get home, it's halftime, right? So I like the 11 a.m. game, because it gives you the opportunity to see all day of college football.
Plus, kind of a subplot here, the food spread can be whatever. You can do brunch, you can do lunch, you could do barbecue, you could do whatever you want when it comes to spread. Cool Ranch potato chips, whatever it may be.
Yeah.
I think that's
You think he's bringing Cool Ranch potato chips, or do you think he's bringing Cool Ranch Doritos?
Sure. Better bring a lot, because I'm a menace of society when those things are around. But no, I don't know. I think I would have liked a 2:30 game. Again, it's Saturday, so it doesn't really matter to me. 11's fun, because if I have the same theory that I love the 8 o'clock kickoffs when the teams are in London, because I get an early start to the day, I don't have to sit around and watch pregame shows. This is like, I could, you know, get up, make my casserole for the house, get all my stuff together. By then it's like, oh crap, Uber, 10 o'clock, let's get to Bob's. Yeah. Like, and it's there. You're against the clock. Whereas like 2:30, you're like, oh, okay. It's kind of, I don't know. It is what it is.
NFL game do people like the most? It seems like people like the 3 o'clock NFL game.
Right, which is where the theories all get messed up. But again, like with the NFL versus college, like normally 11's not the slate, 2:30 is the slate, right?
Yeah.
That's when you get
like
that.
Like the NFL kind of stacks that noon deck with a lot of games.
Whereas like in the NFL, we have red zone from noon to 3. So we have the like nonstop, like, oh my gosh.
It's different.
You know?
Yeah, because of the red zone. I think it's completely different.
Which will be a thing this year? Right?
No, because Fox is not giving ESPN the ability to take their feeds and put it on their red zone. As of now.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see where that goes. We'll see where that goes.
So Fox is basically holding this whole thing up from having college football red zone that ES. I don't blame them. Why should you get my highlights? Yeah. I want you watching my games.
Of course.
We spend a lot of money for this. You're not taking our highlights and doing that kind of stuff, you know, in game and whatnot. So that's ultimately what's going to hold up the college football red zone of things. And then who knows what the CW is going to want? The Pac-12 deal.
Damn.
Who plays in the Pac-12?
I just looked it up because when you brought up the Pac-12, I was like, the Pac-12, what is even... I can't remember. It was Boise State. It was bad, dude. Worse than I thought.
Really?
Yeah, it was pretty bad. I can look it up, but it was rough.
I thought I saw somebody joining the Pac-12 a couple of weeks ago, and I'm like, you got to be kidding me.
It
may have been UTEP.
It was those sorts of schools. I mean, it's Boise State, Colorado State, Fresno State, Gonzaga, Oregon State, San Diego State, Texas State, Utah State, and Washington State.
That sucks.
It sucks, dude. That blows. Those aren't even like the stepsisters. Those are like,
well, all those teams will be in the Big Ten or the Big 12 or the
SEC. No, none of those teams will be anywhere once college football reorganizes.
No.
I don't think.
No one cares
think,
about these
right?
teams. Maybe. Boise State. That's it.
I don't know.
People like Boise State.
They do. But,
people like it.
But what about Washington State or Oregon State?
That's fair. Those would be the other two.
But they were also left out, man. Like, nobody wanted them now.
Exactly.
In 5 years when we reevaluate everything again, or next year, whenever it happens, are they going to be more attractive then than they are now? God.
Yeah. I just remember the 11 o'clock games in college, because you wake up at like 7, brush your teeth, wash it down with the Miller Lite or a Surfside, and you get going, baby. You get going for the next 4 hours. And then, like you said, Bob, 2:30 comes around. You've already tied one off. Game's over. Take your hour and a half nap. Wake up. Afternoon and night games and rally.
Yeah. I mean, the 11 a.m. game, I think, is where it's at now.
It's fun.
Yeah, because what? They have big noon kickoff, and then they have the, what, game of the week is always the late game. Like, that's where
I
college
think
game
Fox's
is.
Fox's big noon kickoff is their game, though.
Yeah, for sure.
Right?
It's always,
and then
a
the
big
2:30 is the SEC.
Yeah, big noon always seems like a Big Ten game.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, yeah, exactly.
It's always like Penn State and Ohio State, big noon kickoff. You're like, sold.
Sweet. But Ohio State fans have been bitching about the big noon kickoffs because it gets in the way of tailgating.
Wake up early.
Speaking of tailgating, you found a little bit of a story here today about the college game tonight. They're going to let people tailgate in the Crown Club at Kauffman Stadium.
Yeah,
it's pretty sick.
Nebraska Alumni Association is doing a party tonight. I think it's sold out. I would imagine it involves Nebraska. It's probably already sold out. 2,000 people are going to tailgate on the concourse and the Crown Club at Kauffman Stadium tonight.
That's going to be badass.
That's awesome.
They're going to party, man. I hope they do.
Now, I wonder if it's going to be like all the concession stands are open.
Oh, yeah. Are we kind of closed down? Yeah, that's interesting.
No, it's not. You're not bringing your grill in there. Let's not get out of hand.
No.
It's, you know, some, you know, Randy showing up with his, you know, green egg trying to get into Kauffman Stadium to burn some charcoal. No, that's not happening. Like, you go, but I don't know if they have, like, booths or spreads or if they're, like, allowing you to just eat at the ballpark type of thing. So, kind of cool. If anybody's going to that tonight, I'd like to know what that's like.
Not only that, but it'd be cool if they put the game on the, you know, Crown Vision.
Be sick. Yeah. Put it on the screen.
And also do this more often.
Yeah, I'm surprised we haven't seen. I mean, these two stadiums have been next door to each other for 60 years. And this is the first time I can ever remember a football game and then the Royals having this kind of tailgate party going on. I'm sure the Chiefs don't want it because that's probably, you know, the Chiefs have their tailgate zone and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And they would look at that as competition, which I totally agree with. But for a football game like this, it's a great idea.
Are Nebraska fans already there trying to tailgate?
I would imagine.
Yeah.
You think so?
Yeah. I think 9:30. Yeah, we're probably there. In the next 2 hours, it's going to start really ramping up.
Right.
Gets close to noon. We had a, just real quick, we had this audio voice message earlier in the show that I wanted to play. I think it's for Bob.
We love you, Bob.
There you go.
Oh, that's nice.
Very nice. Okay. It was when you were talking about listeners, maybe not sports fans taking sports too seriously.
Oh, and I was reading all my death threats on the air.
Reading your death threats,
and I should be beheaded
by
ISIS.
We love you, Bob.
He said, "We love you, Bob." So I just had to play that. Thank you, listener.
So yeah, we got one voicemail today. So tomorrow we're gonna try to get two.
That's exactly.
How do they do that again?
Just go to the Odyssey app. Whenever you click listen live on our station, right next to it, it says leave a voice message. So it'll just open up. You record on your phone.
Done.
And then
that's
just
where the guy said he wanted to come over
we
to my
love
house.
You, Bob.
Yes, yes. I've got that somewhere as well.
Oh, boy. Do you think that, like, Fox Sports 1 is trying to get Jason McIntyre out of sports?
That guy sucks.
That guy's so
like,
bad.
Like, they have some of the worst people on TV. Him and that Chris Broussard.
He's coming around.
You don't like Chris?
They've surrounded him with enough talent to where now he's been wrong so many times with the people around him, you know, saying the Ravens are the best, Lamar's the best, and then Nick Wright's like, well, the Chiefs are still there. And he's like, damn it, I hate this. Like, well, it didn't stop.
Well,
you know?
He was on air yesterday, 2 hours after the engagement announcement, had no idea that Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift were engaged.
What?
2 hours after, live on the air, he found out. You're not doing your homework, pal.
That's like Mike McDaniels from Miami. He's like, oh, I didn't know about it until now. That's cool. I'm glad they're getting on with life. That's dope. It's like, oh, okay.
It's actually embarrassing.
But he's not going on to entertain and talk about the biggest stories of the day. He's coaching a football team,
right? Yeah.
This guy's going on a fledgling network.
In California.
In California. 2 hours prior to when you're going on the air. and you live in a vacuum. Like, how could you go 2 hours in America 2 days ago and not know that Travis and Taylor were engaged?
In your job, too. Like, you go through the rundown. I imagine the producers
clearly
brings up.
Clearly not.
And he's with Rachel Nichols, who's definitely involved.
Oh, for sure.
And that's who they're...
Nick Wright is...
Right down...
Everybody's involved! Yes.
And I always try to be nice, but at some point, like, when you're too dumb and you're trying too hard to be a hater and it's bleeding through, like, it just drives me insane. So they had a thing yesterday that was J-Mac Super Bowl contenders. And he has a for sure, for real, for now, for your, you know, conversation. And the for sure Super Bowl contenders, Ravens, Bills, Eagles, Niners.
Niners?
That's right. Oh, it gets better. For real teams, according to J-Mac with the news, Green Bay, Atlanta, Denver, Rams, Bengals.
So wait, has he not said Eagles yet? Or Chiefs?
No, for sure is Eagles, Ravens, Bills, Niners.
The Chiefs are more of a for sure than the Eagles are.
And then for real teams are Green Bay, Atlanta, Denver, LA, Cincinnati. His for now contenders are the Chiefs, Lions, Washington, and the Chargers.
That's a joke.
That guy just sucks at what he's doing right now. Like, why? Is Colin just taking vacation to, like, kind of get the ratings to see, like, oh, this guy really is not good for this show?
Hot ass.
You're an idiot. You don't know what you're talking about.
I thought Colin liked that guy. Like, he propped him up because it made him look better because he's so dumb.
God, man, that's rough. For now, the Chiefs are for now. Oh, thank you. Wow.
Well, anything in life is only for now.
Five of the last six Super Bowls, for now.
Yeah, but it's just for now. Yes. You're right. It is for now, however long now lasts, but it is just for now. He's not wrong.
Like, there's one way to, like, not enjoy what the Chiefs are doing and have a, like, legitimate take about it. Like, yeah, they have Patrick Mahomes. No wonder they're good. That's amazing. Like, they have a quarterback. That's what works. Like, if you look at other teams that have a good talented around them and they have a decent quarterback, they can win. Look at the Brad Johnson here in Tampa Bay. They had the best defense. They had a solid running game, and they had a couple of guys on offense that could do okay. But their defense, they built around Jalen Hurts, right? Not the greatest quarterback. Good quarterback.
Yeah.
But you could have the conversation without sounding like a true hater that beat your team's ass in the Super Bowl, be like, yeah, but he's got Devonta Smith, he's got A.J. Brown, he's got Saquon Barkley, one of the best defensive lines, and
nothing
they put him in.
That.
There's nothing wrong. But to be like, yeah, this team's out of contention. Like, what?
What?
You're out here comparing Brock Purdy to Tom Brady, McIntyre.
Seriously.
That's true?
Seriously.
Yeah. I mean, it's just...
Seriously.
Yeah. No. Here's another one.
Yes.
The Ravens have won 78. The Ravens have 78 wins since 2018, the most in a seven-season span without a Super Bowl trip in NFL history.
Mm.
The Bills have 77 wins since 2018, tied for the second most in a seven-year span without a Super Bowl trip with the 99-2005 Colts. And Ed Werder quote tweets that goes, "Thank Patrick Mahomes." Mm. All of these other teams that everybody's trying to put on top have had opportunity and have failed every single time. Now, math would tell you eventually it's going to work out in their favor. But if and when it does, are we going to have all of the Nationals roll out of the hinterland saying things like, see, Patrick Mahomes is done because one time somebody got him in the playoffs? They're waiting for that. The one time somebody gets Mahomes in the playoffs, they are going to act like ding dong, the witch is dead and the house just fell. And that's only one win when Patrick Mahomes has a lifetime of playoff wins against every other quarterback in the NFL.
I hate to make you guys wait, but you're going to have to wait till 2027 because we talked about those rivalry uniforms.
Yeah, because the Centrals are next year and then we're at the
AFC West, NFC East are 2027.
Okay.
Yeah.
So they're just.
I figured we'd be last.
Waited my whole life. I can wait another couple
last
years.
Last is AFC North and NFC South.
Oh, so it's 4 years.
So this year is AFC East, NFC West. Next year is AFC South, NFC North.
Okay.
And then 2027 is AFC West and NFC East. Travis, just hold on for a little bit. You can wear a different uniform.
Please.
Travis is like, damn, I'm getting ready to retire.
Seriously?
I may want to come back for a new uniform.
That's right.
And the players are going to love it. That's the other thing. Players are going to love this, man.
This
they
fun.
Look awesome.
Yeah.
The 49er one, have you seen that yet?
Pretty sick.
Sick.
Woo.
Need a shower and a cig. Don't forget, Friday night, tomorrow night, Red Roundtable at Hollywood Casino, August 29th, 6 to 8 p.m. Roundtable discussion with Danny Hughes, Mitchell Schwartz, and Nate Taylor. Audience Q&A as well, plus photo opportunities. We wrap up the show on the other side. Get you ready for tomorrow here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City Sports.
What's up, Kansas City? This is Jonathan India here, and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Royals baseball, 96.5 The Fan.
Fesco and Dusty with Mac Morey with you. Coming up next from 10 to 2 is going to be Cody Gold and JT Noah. He's ready for his Tigers to play tonight against some Central Arkansas kids. The game's probably on like pay-per-view, isn't it? Don't they normally do that with like
I don't
this?
Think that's a thing anymore, is it?
I don't know.
I thought we did away with that with all these damn TV deals and streaming right now. Is pay-per-view still a thing in college sports?
When I go to like Score Mobile and I go to like NCAA football, right? Boise State plays South Florida at 4:30. That game is on ESPN, right? That's the lead into the Nebraska and Cincinnati game. Please cut away from that game if it is 37-3 in the fourth quarter with 4 minutes left and it's 8:01. Please cut away. Like, nobody cares.
What's the game on before?
Boise State, South Florida, 4:30 p.m. That's what I'm saying. Like, Boise State's up like 30.
4:30 on a Thursday? You're rolling out a football game?
Dude, there's 17 games on today. Ohio versus Rutgers at 5, Lafayette versus Bowling Green at 5, Jackson State and UCF at 6, Wyoming, Akron at 6, East Carolina, North Carolina State at 6, Delaware State and Delaware. The Delaware Bowl.
I like that. Here we go.
That's at 6. St. Francis and Louisiana Monroe. They're at 6 p.m. Elon Musk versus Duke is at 6:30. Tennessee Martin, Oklahoma State, 6:30. Central Arkansas, Missouri. That game at 6:30. You go to see. Oh, it's on SEC Network. There we go.
There you go. So, yeah, I was just saying, okay. I don't think pay-per-view is a thing anymore.
Perfect.
Because of the way that they've piecemealed all these things together now, right?
That's where my night will start. I don't know about you guys. My night will start at 6:30, see what Eli Drinkwitz has drawn up with his quarterbacks, one starting the first half, one other starting the second half. In that game tonight, that's at 6:30 on the SEC Network, and then 8 o'clock, obviously, Raiola and company against Cincinnati, where we think the Kelseys will be there, possibly the quarterback, some Royals players could be there. Alex Gordon should be there, you would think, which means maybe some past Royals. Let Salvi, Bobby, and like all those guys, Vinny, all show up in a suite together with Royals players. They're off. They're home. Chiefs are off basically until Sunday when practice resumes for game week on Friday in Brazil. When do they take off?
Wednesday.
Wow.
We're here.
And Brazil's 2 hours ahead of us.
Yes. That's what you said.
So,
yep.
Yeah, it's 11:48 right now in Brazil. So that game's 7 o'clock on Friday night. Next
9
week.
O'clock at night? Oh, my God.
Dang.
Jeez. Imagine what that's like for the West Coast, though, too. I mean, like the Chargers. I mean, we're only going 2 hours ahead. The Chargers are now 4 hours ahead. Oh, they'll blame jet lag.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the Chiefs didn't really win the game. The Chargers were jet lagged as they had to fly from San Diego all the way to Brazil. The Chiefs had a much shorter flight, so that's why the Chargers ended up losing in game 38-3. Back to you. Yeah, it's all about jet lag there, Steve.
If local worms had machine guns, then birds wouldn't be scared of them.
Local news will start after the game, except for those on the West Coast.
Yeah.
You'll get 60 minutes.
Yeah.
Yeah, on the West Coast, man, 9 o'clock start time there, 8 o'clock Eastern, 7 o'clock Central, 5 o'clock Pacific. Good Lord. Yeah, that is a jet lag trip for the L.A.
Somebody
team.
On the Texas says, I don't even know how to order pay-per-view anymore.
Yeah, I don't, yeah.
Well, the UFC moved away from it. The last hanging on thread because now
boxing?
Yeah, boxing.
I guess. Yeah, because Jake Paul's getting ready to fight the Tank, who's like, what, 9 inches shorter than he is? It's not rigged. If you say it's rigged, he'll sue you.
Yeah, where do you even buy a pay-per-view thing
you
now?
Don't. You get these, like, you go to Carrington Harrison's Twitter and he sends you a link.
That's exactly right.
Well, yeah.
And now UFC is going to be on what? Who do they sell to?
Is it Netflix? No, it's not Netflix.
It's Amazon.
Yeah, Amazon.
Amazon. And then
9 years, WWE, $9 billion.
WWE's on Netflix. You watch all the pay-per-views, all the stuff on
there. I guess
there.
Those are technically pay-per-views because you have to subscribe to the app.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
But is it an in-app purchase, though, too?
If you did that, then everything's pay-per-view, though, right?
Yeah. Well, I mean, we're all, yes, everything is. We're all writing some sort of check to watch something.
It's like, this
right?
is free. No,
that's
it's
why
not.
You get the box.
That's right. It's true.
Just trying to pay it forward you with that information.
Gotta have the box. But for me, with this pay-per-view stuff, like, I don't mind if I have to subscribe to an app. But it's then when you ask me to pay for it in the app that I take a little bit of umbrage.
They would do
with.
That on like ESPN Plus a lot.
Oh, for sure.
Where it'd be like, yeah, you have ESPN Plus, you can watch the game. Then you get to it and you're like, oh,
Well, only if you have a paid subscription through DirecTV or whoever it was that you could watch. Then that's the difference now with their direct-to-consumer app. You don't have to have that, except that's $30 a month, and that's a lot of money, I would
say. It's like Prime Day. You think, oh, I just go to Amazon and I can do it. No, you have to be a Prime member to get all of the deals.
Yeah, and so I get that. Like, there's certain things that, you know, like if you're a season ticket holder with the Chiefs or the Royals or whatever the current, whatever team you're a season ticket holder of, you get certain benefits that the other person don't. And so I'm fine with that. Like, you pay for your membership. Obviously, you should get some things that go along with it. But, like, having the membership to Amazon or whatever network it is, and then you go there thinking you're going to get the game, and then they want to charge you $9.95 to watch the game, I'm not on board with that one. If you pay to subscribe to the app, that product should be free inside the app from a game standpoint.
Tomorrow, we will have a special guest join our show, Chad Ochocinco.
Woo!
That guy will be on the show tomorrow
A
little bit of an insight there. Mac Morey will be taking the day off and starting his holiday weekend early. Big plans for your weekend?
Since we're my brother's coming in town. It's going to be great. So they'll be in town tomorrow, like midday. So that way I'll just be ready to go. We're going to play some disc golf. We're going to hang out, going to Bob's Saturday morning, going to the Royals game Saturday night. Yeah, seeing family, seeing friends, hanging out, drinking.
Where are you playing disc golf at?
We'll go to Waterworks. We'll do Rosedale. We'll probably go to Black Hoof. At least those three. We'll
Is
play
it
them.
18 holes? Mm-hmm. Am I dumb for
How
asking
long does it
that?
Take?
No, it's not dumb. I played Rosedale yesterday by myself. It was hour and a half, less than that.
What did you shoot?
5 under, which was okay. I played the easy layout. I should probably go like 9 under on that, honestly.
So do you have handicaps in disc golf?
No, it's not like, I mean.
You just use a regular Frisbee?
No, we already talked about
this. No, it's just multiple discs, different plastics, that's right, got my own bag. Yeah.
They're weighted differently. They have a driver, they have your putter, you have a backpack.
Mid-range, 100%. Stuff, yeah. Yep.
How many dudes are out there by themselves playing this? Or
More than you think.
A lot of dudes.
That's what I'm asking. So why not combine, like, hey, you want to play together or something
For
like
sure,
that?
For sure, that happens sometimes,
it's
yeah.
It's a really good threesome.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, no, that happens sometimes. Yeah, so me and my brothers will. We'll play. We'll probably have like a competition. Whoever does the worst has to like do. I don't know. We'll do some game.
Play with no pants on or something.
For sure.
Is there like a? Is it like a golf course where like there's a guy playing solo and there's a group of two and he's like, hey, you want me to tag along? And you're like,
oh yeah. Oh yeah. That almost happened to me yesterday. There was another solo guy started talking to me and I was like,
because you're probably putting headphones in and playing.
Yeah. And I'm just like,
is there a hot dog at the turn?
No hot dog at the turn. That's that. I do wish they had that. But you play through. There were two older guys in front of me. Couple holes they didn't let me play through. That's fine. I was just kind of catching up, and then it kind of came to the breaking point. They're like, "Hey man, you want to go?" I was like, "Yes, thank you."
Don't you ask to play through? See, I'm an asker.
Yeah, I was gonna ask if they didn't let me.
It's like at the gym when somebody's sitting on a weight machine and they're on their phone. I'm like, "Can I work in?" That's technically rude. Now I don't care.
Really?
People say that you're not. Oh yeah, my wife's like, "Don't do that." I'm like, "No,
gym etiquette."
Yeah, exactly. You're on your phone. If you weren't on your phone and you were just resting and counting 10 seconds, fine.
Totally fine. Absolutely.
But when you're on your phone and you're just sitting there and I need to get on that machine, I am going to ask because you're being rude. But then you're rude and then my reaction, then I'm the guy that's
now
the problem.
You're you're the jerk.
Right. Because we're just supposed to let everybody do whatever the hell it is that they want to do.
Exactly.
Well, because a lot of times there's solo golfers in the group that I play with. We normally have three, and we always say there'll be four. And I'm always the last one to pay to get there. And they're like, is the fourth on their way? I'm like, I think he's just going to meet up with us. Like, okay, cool. Well, there's a solo behind you. I'm like, nope.
No.
Sometimes I understand trying to combine and move the course along, but there's certain times, like, maybe you want to go out in the course and you're cutting a deal with somebody, or you just want to be out there with your buddy, or there's a private conversation for 18 holes about whatever life, you know.
Oh, yeah, dude.
You just don't know. And so to foist somebody on someone like that is, you know, I get it, but also I'm like, I kind of don't want to do it. So you have the right to say no or not?
For sure. Oh, I've said no. My brothers have not. They don't have the same, you know, confrontational. So when it's with my brothers and someone asks, say, all right, we're playing with this guy.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan,
or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurices, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried-and-true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurices.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With AllTrails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Yeah. Sweet. See, I need to do better about setting boundaries for that kind of stuff instead of just letting, oh, sure, wow, sure, okay, fine, yeah. Because I'm like, if I say no, then I'm a jerk, you know? Yeah. But sometimes you just don't want to.
Playing by myself today, man.
There's nothing wrong with that. Do you do two shots like you do in golf? Like each you can do? Well, I guess you only have one.
I do two from the trunk.
Okay.
First drive, I'll throw two just to kind of warm up.
Well, go do something nice for somebody today. You never know. It could change their day, their week, their month, their year. It's simply cool to care. Kansas City, stay safe, stay kind, stay groovy. Coming up next, it's Cody Gold and JT from 10 to 2 on 96.5 The Fan.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.